This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Having a louder voice can make a difference. We were up and out before 5 a.m. This was my monthly trip to Arkansas, but it was going to come with a twist. We were going to stop on the way in Helena, West Helena, Arkansas, to finally meet Andrew Bagley, publisher and editor of the Helena World. I'd been talking with him via phone, email, and text for more than 6 months, but we had never actually met face-to-face. We'd come close months ago when he was going to meet me in Little Rock and tour the KABF studio, but it turned out there was a water crisis in Helena due to a freeze, and as chairman of the board of the Housing Authority, he had to make sure thousands of tenants got water. To make a long story shorter, AMFM had partnered with Bagley and a nonprofit he created to be one of the 47 applications we assisted communities in filing with the FCC for a low-power 100-watt construction permit to build a station. His application, and one where we had partnered with one of the family of organizations of Action NC in Fayetteville, North Carolina, were the only two that had thus far succeeded in winning a construction permit. I needed to finally see what the terrain looked like, how an antenna could be affixed to the building, where and how a studio could work, and the whole nine yards. But mainly, I needed to finally meet Andrew. We had to be timely, because he was the featured speaker at noon for the local Rotary Club. His topic was the reason he and many others were promoting an initiative to enshrine freedom of information for citizens about the actions of government in the Arkansas Constitution. There had been a huge threat earlier when Governor Hutchinson Sanders had tried to get this long-standing right gutted and ostensibly claimed she needed it to protect her family. The last time I had really walked the streets of Helena was with Acorn's Caravan for Justice during the time of Jesse Jackson's campaign when I door-knocked in the neighborhoods with my very young daughter, Maude Hurd, and a bus full of other members and leaders from around the country going state by state in the South. Now, downtown was a picture postcard of a southern Mississippi River town on the ropes. The city was clearly making an effort, but there were empty and boarded-up storefronts block by block. The Helena World building was only blocks from the center of town, but buildings surrounded it were vacant, dilapidated, and open to the stars. Cotton and the river had been king, both dethroned now. What they had built was suffering. I said something like the town seems to be having tough times, but Bagley sloughed it off, saying there was a lot happening, and quickly mentioned that crime was almost non-existent, so we should ignore the scenery. He had a point. There are murals of blues heroes from Helena. Levon Helm, of the band, famous in his own right and as Dylan's backup, was from there and had a street named after him. I got it pretty quickly. Having a radio station here, even if low power, was part of the project, just as the print and internet paper was. The World office was peppered with awards from the Arkansas Press Association and Bagley. Bagley mentioned he was going to be president of that organization the next year. We always talk about our stations being part of the Voice of the People network. It's clear that we found a friend in Helena who has the same dream of providing a voice in his community as well. There's a need, and the station will fill it. That's a promise. This is Wade Branske. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.